Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We bought it rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to West,
don't scandalize mine.
On the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
banger.
Keep your hands ringing.
calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line. Call.
Spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you bat it up.
Hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? West Coast Wednesday, we up in the building, DJ Ev Love. I think that's confetti. And the queen of the truth. We got Julia in the building. What the fuck is up?
What?
Oh, shit, man.
Okay.
Show stakes and bad breaks.
Hey, baby.
Right.
What up?
Yep.
Confetti, you on the line, girl. Let's be sick.
Hey, don't pump the bag like it's playing your bike.
Oh, okay.
My nigga said don't pump the bag. Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, you know, because it's like, oh, you must be asleep. You must be early. Why you gotta be early? Call me out.
This nigga ain't, you ain't big enough to be a bear, nigga. You like a cub, nigga.
You ain't big enough to be a scratch. You like a rug. You the first one in class.
Cause you know what I'm saying. My mama gonna come get you, nigga. Got a big bear behind me, nigga.
Yeah,
what the hell going on, y'all? Shit. I'm out here freezing my motherfucking chimichangas off around this bitch.
It's cold out there?
Fuck yeah, it's cold.
You ain't said nothing about it being cold all day.
You
been warm,
mother. You didn't ask. Yo, I didn't tell. Shit.
It was cold. 80 degrees yesterday. I think
it was 80 degrees out there.
Yeah, it was probably 80 out here today. Might have been hotter, because it felt warm today.
It's a beautiful morning.
Nigga, yeah, the earth absolutely shifted. Nigga, it's wintertime. It ain't supposed to be crazy out here. Y'all, and it ain't supposed to be cold as fuck out here.
It's earthquake time.
Yeah, well. I don't know.
We ain't feel that shit on True West South Tuesday. We feel an earthquake on Wednesday.
Oh, my God. Let's say 80 degrees. Ugh. I don't think it ain't been 80 degrees out here since the end of summer.
Yeah, I saw about today's AC on the plate, because I'm like, damn. You get warm as a motherfucker.
I said, it ain't going down like that out here. That shit is fucking ridiculous. I think God,
yeah,
man.
If do that, then it'll get real cold again, you know. It'll go up and get dipped down again. This shit ain't over.
I think God is mad. Everybody be talking about Mother Nature. I think God is mad. He's like, all right, let me change up some shit for these dumbasses. I think God is mad. And God, I ain't did nothing like that. Please don't take it out on me. You can take it out on everybody else. Amen. I'm just saying. He is mad. Somebody is fucking something up right now. To where we can't control it. All we gotta do is live through it. It was storming like a son of a bitch. It was storming like a son of a bitch out here the other day. Yesterday. What, day before? It was storming. I'm talking like, oh my God. Like the end of the world type of shit. then y'all motherfuckers gonna hit me and tell me it's 80 degrees out in fucking Texas. Get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
Yeah. What it is, man.
Well, good type of party.
Look, it ain't no way it's supposed to be 80 degrees in Texas this time of year. I'm just saying.
Right. Right.
Hey, man, you want to think about it. Scratch, you got the map covered. So you been on the radio show with everybody. You get a chance to get a taste of everybody with
it. It ain't supposed to be 80 degrees in Texas this time of year. I don't give a fuck what anybody is talking about.
You sure
the
right,
world,
bro.
The world
I love
done
Texas
shift.
Weather. I'm about to move there. I love Texas weather. I'm about to move there.
Well, then the tornado will sweep your ass right back to Louisiana.
Nah.
What part of Texas you talking about moving to, baby?
Yeah,
I don't
Paso.
Know yet. I haven't decided yet.
Yeah, Paso. Amarillo.
Yeah. She ain't coming to the crock pot.
Maybe. She
don't nobody
want to
move
to
Crockett, nigga.
Say,
nobody
man, believe it or not.
East Texas.
Motherfucker gonna be like, oh fuck it, I wanna move to Crockett, Texas. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Oh hell.
If you knew the weather game, if you knew the weather game, what the weather game was like up here, you take the risk.
Yeah, I'm trying to go between Dallas and Houston.
And that's where I am. Right smack in the middle.
Ain't nobody moving out. Man, hell no.
Hey, how far is it off
45?
Oh, about
30
miles.
45 minutes. 30 minutes.
Up 30 minutes off 45?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hell no, nigga. Mm-mm. Well, I ain't moving that way anyway, so it don't motherfucking matter.
It's 45 minutes one way. It's 30 minutes another way. It's 45 minutes to 59.
I'm staying right on the foot.
30 minutes to 69.
Oh, jeez, Grant, you might move to Crockett. Hey,
hell no, I wouldn't move to Crockett. Are you fucking serious? I ain't get ready to move to the goddamn nigga, I done told y'all 1,000 times. I ain't get ready to move in the goddamn wood.
Ain't nothing wrong with the wood. What's wrong with the wood?
Nigga, what's wrong with the wood? I don't like bugs. I don't like snakes. I don't like wildlife. I don't like none of that shit.
Hey, she got offended when you said that. What's wrong with the wood? What's wrong with the woods?
I don't care if you got offended or not. Goddamn it, I ain't moving to no goddamn woods. Nigga, I'm from the bricks, bro.
Calm down, Benjamin James.
Oh, hey. Hey, what they got? Hey, what they got to do with being in the woods? Hey,
I'm from the bricks. I'm from the bricks. I ain't moving to the stick. I don't even think a motherfucker could pay me enough money to move out that motherfucker. I'm just saying.
To a bad shit in the woods and wiping ass with a white rabbit.
Hey, that's his problem.
Go see, Scratch.
That's his problem. That's the rabbit problem, and that's the goddamn bear problem. Ain't mine.
You see, Scratch? Yeah, he'll give a shit about that. None of that.
Nope.
That's my problem.
First of all, the rabbit needs to get the fuck away from the bear. That's the first goddamn thing. Because, goddamn it, why you going to fuck around and get your... The bear, you gonna let the bear pick you up and wipe? Oh, no,
Hey, what pocket
he trying to sneak
by him. Hey, Urban Scratch, what pocket that shit from?
Huh?
What Tupac get that shit from?
It's just a saying that motherfucker used to always say. It was a joke. And the motherfucker was sitting around there and the bear was was talking to the goddamn rabbit. And then the bear took a shit, and he picked the rabbit up and wiped his ass. So it's like a, you know, it's a joke.
I'm like, where the fuck Pac got that shit from? The bear shit in the woods and wiping ass with a white rabbit.
Well, I think if a bear shit in the woods and he want to wipe his ass, whatever's around him, he going to wipe his ass with it anyway.
If he wipes his ass, yeah.
That's what I was just thinking. How they wipe it?
I don't know, shit.
Scoop.
Ask the bear.
Hey, Scoop.
You got to ask the bear that shit. I don't know. I ain't never seen
they
it happen.
Scoop.
Now you got a goddamn white rabbit walking around with a shitty fur.
Mad, huh? Mad. Couldn't get away from the bear.
Stanking. Not only he just white as a motherfucker, but he got shit on him and he's stanking. That nigga can't go home and be like, ooh, baby, you stank.
All the other rabbits laughing. Why you let a fucking bat catch your ass?
Yeah, you faster than the bear. You could have got away from him.
And yeah, what the
now,
fuck
you
was doing?
Now you ain't a fuzzy white bear, a white rabbit, nigga. Now you white and brown because you got bear shit on your ass, and you stink. This nigga white be like, baby, you gotta take a bath. I know rabbits ain't got no goddamn shower. So you have to stay, go jump in the river for a while or some shit. but once again, okay, fuck, see, y'all country folk.
We know how to survive.
Yeah. I put it to you like this. I know I won't survive in the country.
Oh, you're amazing.
The country almost killed me before.
No, you got Trudy around. You ain't got to worry about the turtles. She's going to kill all the turtles.
You
wouldn't
in the country.
Truly, I ain't getting ready. Truly, I ain't gonna help a motherfucker. I'd probably be dead like a motherfucker hoping that she's
gonna
take
kill
care
all the turtles.
Get that snake.
She'll kill all the turtles around.
I'll be like, get ate by an alligator. It'd be like, rest in peace, Keith Crush. That nigga got ate by an alligator.
Nah, you ain't gonna run into too many of them motherfuckers out here.
Jeez.
That's one thing you ain't got to worry about.
Oh, you talking about that crocodile?
Not these things
work.
Not these things
work. Southern Texas. See, you get around Southern Texas. They got some fucking gators down there.
Hey, look.
Oh, yeah.
I probably fuck around and get bit by a mosquito and
all that shit around there.
Yeah, now that's what you got to look for right there. Them Southern bitches.
I ain't fucking with no mosquitoes. I ain't fucking with I don't even, man, I'll come and visit y'all, but I'll probably be out the whole goddamn
time.
One
thing about a mosquito would tie your ass up in certain parts of Texas, Louisiana.
Oh, I already know.
Them bitches would tie your ass up.
Yep, then the motherfucker fuck around. What's that goddamn, what's that goddamn disease? Them goddamn what? Mosquitoes? They carry all kind of shit.
With
Are you talking about malaria? What? Not malaria.
Malaria? Yeah. Oh hell no.
What's the other one they used to have?
West Nile.
West Nile. That's it.
See, I'm cool. See, y'all motherfuckers, y'all country motherfuckers is probably built for that. I ain't built for that. I'm from the
Nah, they trying to climb under the bricks without a wish now.
I'm giving it. I'm gonna play this goddamn song just because of y'all. Oh, no.
Have love play together, they could say. So
I'm about to play that motherfucker right now.
That's and you know, I'm going to tell you what's crazy about it. That song Country, that's Curry Capone's son.
Oh, is that right?
That son?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I got this song from her. For her son.
The right motherfucking thing. But True
Marcellus Casanova.
Yeah, give us a call, man. 323-642-1597. I'm from the bricks, man. Cali, California. Everybody else on here is country. So country. True as radio.
And now, more feel-good music.
C-O-U-N-E-O-Y.
Country walk, yeah. It's still a country homie. Yeah. It's still a country homie. determination, we gon' let the world see. We put in work and pay the dues, homie, this right here ain't free. This R&B came naturally, can't deny it's meant to be. We fell so deep in this game, so deep in this game.
But we some country boys, so we were born to play.
We were born to play.
Man, every I love the fuck out of that song, man. I want to tell you. But every time I'll be thinking about getting ate by an alligator or a gang of mosquitoes.
From the city of Killer Cali that don't sleep, Los Angeles, California, that's where my heart beats. I stay dedicated, love everything about it. If you ain't been here, I'm about to talk about it. Born and raised here, home of the go-getters. California sunshine, got your boy facing that. Skrilla, for real, let's take it to the Bay, yeah. On my way to Sac Town, where the homies don't play. For real, they get it popping over there. Ain't talking about bottles, they get litty over there, yeah. Let's turn it around and head to the FC. Cruising down the 101, that's where you find me. Dipping in and out of lanes, enjoying the Cali breeze. On my way to sunset, to splash out a little cheese. Trying to get it in while the night's still young. Everything 100 when you with your day ones, huh? Kinfolk.
Red LA, soul of the city in my veins. This game is my game, on God, this love is pain. And I've been in it for a cool minute. 30 years, 4 months, 7 days, and 3 minutes. And I ain't slowing down like I'm fresh in it. Progression is best fitted, despite me, so let's get it. Rocking a fresh fit in my windows is best tinted. Started, but I finish, you get it when I spit it. Palm trees and beaches, Converse and sneakers. Ball braids the face, hot girls and divas. We got the fly whip, jet for the long trip. Champagne in the air, we buy our clothes when we get there. And when we done, we coming home to celebrate. Thanking God every day for these blessings and keep the faith. Never take it for granted, take advantage of every moment. Determination and patience, Los Angeles, California.
Let's go.
Back in the days when I first picked up the mic, I was hotter than hell with an alias, Mr. Dynamite. Giving all that I got to every show that I rock. Studio, a live show, blowing up any spot. Put fools on notice every time that I came back. Put my name in their mouth and keep the city on the map. TNT, the nation's top, don't be playing. I've been rocking with KD since it was AM 1580, before Tyrese was dropping lately. Exhibit was pimping, rising ghost was still Jamie. The only thing that's new was the chain on my neck and a few more zeros on the end of the check. Act like you know, you're amateur, I'm pro. I rep the West like you, true Angelino, yeah, yeah. This is a theme song for my city for sure. And if you're from where I'm from, throw it up and let them know. Yo,
welcome to California. Oh no, it ain't no glamour and lights here, baby. This is straight underground, you know what I'm saying? The land of the Crips and Blood, the SA, all the way from the Diego to the Bay. From Venice all the way up to Palm Springs, we do the goddamn thing. So you know what? When you come out to California, you better watch yourself because you might not go home.
California!
Don't stay, no doubt. If you trip a fight, you stick, you get a gun in your mouth. Carjack, bang, don't wrap up in the twist. Let you know, California ain't all good shit. Sunshine, blue sky, though it's a smooth taste food. From Diego to the Bay, niggas quick to do you. Bad hoes, good blood, it's the land of the thugs. Niggas down, keeping it real, get nothing but love. California, the motherland of Crips and Blood. Big cars, big house, big ass, big drugs. Wild West, West Coast, we be turning it out. small time shit, we moving big time way. From state to state, niggas wonder how we do it. Cali niggas stay true to it.
Gates and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Welcome, welcome to the true. West nigga. Welcome to the true. West nigga. Welcome to the true. West nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier, oh shit, the big homie, Shotty D, and then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me, and then you got Have Love, yeah, you know what, we got the homies in this motherfucking world, we got Mr. Everywhere, we got K-9, and yeah, we got the homie, K-5, we got Brother Ali, yeah, you feel me, yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, you know we, yeah, it's that True West.
To us radio, we back in a motherfucking building. DJ Have Love, competitive real soldier, the queen of the true, truly, huh? Oh, we got
it. Let's get with it.
Oh, nigga, we got JoJo Loco in this motherfucker.
Hey,
we got good Fred up in this joint.
How you doing?
And we got Mr. Edward.
What's up?
Hold on. Let me get y'all some clap. I gave everybody the clap.
That's bad.
Y'all better go to the doctor in the morning. What's going on, y'all?
I go down with y'all's team, I'm going down with mine.
Hold on, I'm gonna just stop the music. What you say again?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. You know,
I'm gonna try to pull the tail and hit everything. Oh my God, y'all killing me. Anybody on the line, man, if y'all listening online, man, give us a call, 323-642-1597. Press 1 to talk. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we on here with some food.
What happened Monday with the show? That shit was crazy. We can hear the music, and then it just went blank.
What you talking about, Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, Monday, yeah, I had to run up out of here with some things going on. I had to go and, regulate. Yeah. So, Have Love picked it up. But, yeah, there was some things that was going on I had to go and resolve. So I basically dropped the phone and left. I thought I was going to be back in time.
I was going to spend the money and try to, he didn't call me. I did, right? The dude that was online. And you too. I ain't never tell you about this. Man, go look at that dude up, bro. That dude, that brother right there. Move with it. He got all type of people vouching how he set you up from 20 to 50,000, 20 to 100,000. But everything is.
Well, you sound like YSL on that phone tap.
You ready to go get a loan? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
he set
man.
Your business hold and all your company
well,
set up
what?
Right, and that's what.
Get in the corner.
Hey, but now, y'all, hey, have you watched the news about an old boy that killed his kids because his wife wanted to divorce his ass?
Which
one?
You say he did what?
His wife said she wanted the divorce and he killed his kid.
They had two.
I hear that one.
You some bullshit.
I've been watching the news all goddamn day.
That's what you call, I don't love me too hard. For real.
Right.
Yeah, one killed his whole family and himself. Another one, he killed his kids and stuff.
He killed his kids, too?
One killed his kids, his wife, and himself.
Yeah,
damn.
He's like, if I can't have you, nobody gonna have your ass either.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well,
I mean,
don't love me too hard for that. I don't want none of that.
I don't want none of that either. But I mean, my whole thing is the kids ain't got shit to do with nothing.
Yeah.
Your goddamn wife or you and your significant other is going through some shit. The kids ain't got nothing to do with shit. You know, the whole thing, what it is, I think a lot of motherfuckers, they be thinking like, watch me kill the kids, and then I'm going to kill you, kill
this shit
man.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? That's what them motherfuckers be thinking. Like, you know, they want to, I don't know. And then the dog is sitting there just watching, like, what the fuck?
Nah, I feel like them people that just can't get out whatever they want to get out, and they just want to get everybody in the mix because they can't say what they want to say. And they just say, blast,
really?
I'm blast everybody.
No, what it is they just a whole lot of bitch-ass motherfuckers just taking a coward way out of the goddamn situation. I love my wife, but I ain't going to kill. The only way I kill my wife is if I walk in the house and she fucking another nigga in my bed. They both going to die. That's it. Other than that, she can have as many men as she want to. I ain't giving her just. If I walk in the house and a nigga in my bed fucking my wife, they both going to die. That's the only way. Now it's a crime of passion. I don't know if y'all know about that. Crime of passion is like, you just lost it at that moment. You know, so I'm just saying, that's the only way. Other than that, she can fuck as many people as she want. As long as I don't find out. That's all. I ain't gonna kill her. Shit. But that's what these people do. See, oh no, you know, I look at it like it's a whole lot of men. First of all, they insecure about them damn selves, so that's why they do that. They, oh, nobody can have you. If I can't have you, nobody can. So they insecure about themselves in the first fucking place. You know what I mean? Because it's probably the only motherfucker that they ever had in their life. So they ain't got no game to go out there and get another broad. You know, so I don't know. I know none of us is on that. And I know I'm damn sure I ain't on that. You know, but that's what they do. Them motherfuckers feel like, oh my God, I love you so goddamn much. If I can't have nobody else, but don't fucking kill the kids, kill her. If that's what you gonna do, fuck. Kids ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
That's just some dumb shit to me. I'm just saying. I don't condemn nobody killing no damn body. Don't kill nobody. Not unless it's absolutely necessary. And then especially not your damn children. I couldn't see myself killing my children because I love this woman so much. But,
yeah.
No. Yep. But in any case, talk about something different. Let me turn my music back on. Y'all got me fucked up. Sitting up here talking about that dumbass shit.
Well,
that just shit just tripped me out how he just killed his family like that.
Well, like I said, man, everybody got their own little fucked up shit in their head. I don't give a damn. All of us got something fucked up in our head right now.
I know I got fucked up shit in my head, but if she say she don't love me, bitch, bye. On to the next.
What? That's a whole different thing. We ain't getting ready to do nothing to kill our children to try to make a statement and then kill your damn self.
But
what the fuck was the verse?
It ain't gonna be a black person doing no shit like that.
No, but what would be the purpose?
The purpose is no one's gonna have you if I can't have you.
Oh, I don't care.
But he took it to the whole ultimate level. He said to death do his part. So he did that shit to death do his part.
I couldn't even finish that shit, bro. Really.
Yeah.
Sad thing about it is, no one is gonna know what type of motherfucker they dealing with until that situation happens.
But
unless he gave you signs talking about, or she gave you signs talking about, I'll kill you if you don't love me.
I don't know. I can't put that shit together for nobody else. And nobody else can put it together for nobody else either. But I just couldn't see myself doing that. Especially to my kids. You know what I'm saying? I take the motherfucker in the backyard and shoot her. And if I want to shoot myself, leave the kids in the house, they're going to be traumatized for the rest of their life. But they ain't got to die because of your dumb ass thinking. And don't get it wrong. It's been women that did that shit, too. It's been women that done killed their kids and then killed the husband and then killed herself.
There's a whole bunch of snap stuff going on around here.
Yeah, motherfuckers. I don't know. You know, when you start getting to the point to where you feel like you can't get nobody else than the person that you have, and you don't want her to be with nobody, or you don't want them to be with nobody, your ass is fucked up anyway. You know, that's it. If you was a player and you know how to get to us in, you would let her go. Players, that's what. And I'm not seeing a player in a in a cheating kind of way or anything like that. But if you player, you could always go get you another woman. There's a billion fucking women. Oh, and women. Do you know any motherfucker that you step to would just love to grope up against you or something? So women got it way more easier than dudes got. Dudes can't get women the way women could get men. Because once the woman go out there and start walking around, guess what the men want to do? Man want to fuck. If you don't give them pussy or not, you just got to give them the goddamn attention.
Yes,
but when you go out there, a man can go out there and start talking to a woman and they won't give him a time of day.
Yep. Happened to me all the time.
Get the fuck out of here.
Niggas don't need to be killing nobody. If that shit that good, you don't need to kill nobody.
Only way I kill my damn wife, she better have some diamonds shooting out her goddamn pussy every time I stroke. And so if my diamonds is gone and somebody else getting my diamonds, that's a problem.
They say they damn
no
good.
No diamonds coming out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no diamonds coming out of there, so shit. Got diamonds, gold bars. Some shit got to be coming out of that motherfucker in order for me to kill him. But that's what it is. But see, at the same time, once again, I say, if niggas don't have no game, or niggas ain't, you know what I'm saying? That's when they start wanting to kill their girls and dumbass killing the kids that ain't have nothing to do with shit because your dumbass ain't got no game. Bitch,
right?
God damn. Why you bring that shit up, JoJo? That's fucked up.
I said I apologize, cuz I made a mistake. I shouldn't have brought it, but it was just weighing on my mind, like how you should see the kids like that.
Yeah, that's real. Well, I'm over
King Scratch. We over here playing some shit called What the Fuck Have I Never cards, taking a shot.
Well, how the game go?
Okay, well,
we're all
playing.
How the game go? Okay, the game goes like this. You roll a dice. The number got the dice.
One through eight.
And then whatever you pull, after you roll that number, that's the question you ask.
Yeah, you roll, that's the number on the back of the card. But when you pick it up, you say, what the fuck?
You got to say, what the fuck? And then...
Something I have never did.
I have never.
The number that you wrote.
And if you did that shit, you take a shot.
All right. Look, check this out. Roll the dice for me and pull my card, and then let me see.
Okay. He say roll the dice for him. Okay, we gonna roll the dice for King Scratch. Okay, your number is. A number four.
Number four. Say what the fuck, man.
And you gotta say what the fuck.
What the fuck?
And your question says, I never have used a fake ID.
I could actually say no. I never used a fake ID. Oh, that was whack. Do it again.
Okay, do it again. Yeah. We're going to roll again.
We're going to use a fake name.
Number five. And it say, I never have used perfume or cologne to cover a body odor problem.
Yeah, I did.
Hold on. Do marijuana count?
Yep. Yeah, see?
Yeah,
so if you smell it like weed, you got to spray yourself a little bit. Now, I ain't talking about, like, my ass is smelling or something like that. No. But I have, like, if I'm smoking weed, and it's like, you know, you got that weed on you, try to cover that shit up if you get ready to go somewhere. Damn, if you go to your kid's school or some shit like that, hell yeah, you want to try to cover it up a little bit. Then you want to stay outside the car and run around and bleed out a little while.
It said body odor.
Not body odor, because I ain't trying to be stanking. You know what I'm saying? Be like,
all,
damn, that nigga scratch stank like a motherfucker.
Do you eat garlic, nigga? Do you eat garlic?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, then you get a body odor because it comes out your pores.
I don't know. I know if my body is stinking, I'm going to go wash it, and I'm going to get out in traffic. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't getting ready to just, damn, I smell like ass and just go put some goddamn Axe on or something. No.
So you telling right, me you, more, ain't never end up, you ain't never been musty playing basketball or something?
I ain't gonna be musty like that, bro.
Do sweat count? Because you know sweat gives off a smell too.
No.
You want me to do one more round?
Hey, look, I'm gonna put it to you like this. If it's a certain goddamn smell that I got, get the fuck away from me, because you ain't got to smell me. Because if I don't smell me, goddamn, it'd be like, damn, you stink. Type of shit. No. Mm-mm. All right, come on, one more time.
Okay, one more roll. Let's do another roll. Okay. You got a number four?
All right, what's that?
And it says... Number four.
What the fuck?
It said, what the fuck?
Okay, what the fuck?
It said, I have never fantasized about being a unicorn.
Hell no. That's a dumbass call. I never fantasized Oh, yes, I want to be a motherfucking white pony with a goddamn fucking horn coming out of my head, hey, running through the goddamn brush. Nah, I don't think so.
Hey, it's, this shit sound like...
And then you see why the name of the game is What the Fuck.
It sound like a hood white Jeopardy.
That's what it sound like. Definitely. Okay, we're going to roll one more time.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Okay,
the
we got
fuck?
A number two. What
we
the
can
fuck?
All answer the goddamn question.
Okay, I have never worn underwear that was unclean.
Oh, hell yeah. I've been wearing, I wear some dirty underwear sometimes, too. I might wear underwear 2 days in a row.
How do you answer when you go commando?
Take one dice. Roll the one dice. Whatever number of land on, that's how many shots you got to take.
Yeah.
You say one number?
Take the game up. Take one dice, because you know you got one to six. Whatever you hit, you got to take. If you hit six, you got to take six shots.
Oh, he say change the he okay. He say no, let me. He say change the game. You say what now? Say it again. Change the game.
Roll one dice, and whatever number that dice hit, you gotta take that many shots.
Okay.
Now who gotta do this?
Okay, that's it. He say change the game.
I hope nobody drinking and driving tonight.
No, we ain't driving. We in the spot chilling. Ain't nobody driving here.
So whatever the number is on the dice,
you got to take a shot.
If you hit number four, you got to take seven shots.
They got to take seven shots. Seven shots.
Oh, yeah. Y'all about to be drunk as well.
And after two rolls,
it's
a game over.
Right?
Yeah, the motherfucker be over there sleep on the couch type of shit. Man, you know what? I need to make a game like that, but my goddamn question is to be way different.
Nah, hey, yeah. Go live and tell him this is a TikTok channel. If you roll whatever number you roll in the bank, you got to take a shot.
That motherfucker said, have I ever thought about being a unicorn? Oh, my God. That is the wackest
corn
ever.
I thought she said unicorn.
A unicorn, nigga?
Unicorn.
White horse with a goddamn the fucking horn in the front of his head?
Okay, hold on. If you look at it, because, you know, I'm the sign of the unicorn. You get what I'm saying? Capricorn. But if you look at it, I look at, like, my unicorn horn is, you know me, my best friend. You feel me?
I'm a Capricorn, too. What the fuck are you talking about?
Hold on. Are you thinking about what I'm saying? Think about what I just said.
What could be the unicorn horn? I don't get it.
Miss me with that
Okay, wait a minute. So you picture yourself? Did you ever picture yourself as a unicorn?
Yeah, I picture myself as a unicorn because I give her that magic stick.
Oh.
Nobody want no pointy shit all up in their goddamn privates, nigga.
With religious.
That motherfucker like a big ass mup. Oh, hell no, man. Get the fuck out.
Nigga, walk up to you and say, you want three of these rings or four?
That nigga trying to kill a bitch. This nigga ain't even. Oh, my God. No, I ain't never thought about being a. And I'm a Capricorn. Just because it got corn on the end. I ain't trying to be no uni. I'm just going to stay cap. That's all I'm saying. This nigga trying to, they got a horn, nigga, with a point at the end, though. Mind you. Well, that's good, man. I hope your fantasy come true. Come true.
good one, Bob.
Is where you at of what is a rave party?
Oh, will fantasy come true?
That's wild.
A white horse with a big ass. With a big ass horn with a horn.
I'll get the other song for you, baby.
Oh, Lord. That's funny.
What was that, Kim?
Seven shots.
But y'all still over there shooting, huh? JoJo done changed the game.
I took my seven.
You took seven shots?
I did. I'm all right.
They gonna be over there asleep by 8 o'clock.
The army.
Don't make no false claims on me.
We got 40 minutes to 8 over here on the west. So yeah, they gonna be out by 10.
I'm good.
They gonna be out before the show over.
Y'all motherfuckers right there.
Tell my Pettisley, Petty ain't doing no Drake shots.
Now we drinking Crown
Apple.
That shit
too sweet.
Yeah, too much. We drinking Crown Royal.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
He said it's too sweet to creep up on
let me tell you the pros and the cons of this whole thing. What kind of drink are y'all drinking?
We drink a crown apple.
Oh, apple crown is the shit. That shit is tight.
Okay. That shit tight.
So it ain't no pussy drink. I'm like, motherfuckers can't be taking like seven shots of champagne type of shit.
No, we drink a crown. Yeah. We drink a crown apple. We drink apple.
Yeah. Y'all get ready to be.
I hope y'all got more than a bottle in your head.
Before this show over, y'all going to be fucked up.
Let me ask you, Six Reed, how many bottles of crown y'all got?
They going to run out.
How many bottles of crown y'all got?
It's gonna run out.
They gonna be out of that shit in a minute. Ain't nobody gonna get drunk.
Oh,
nah, we drinking
crown apple.
How many bottles y'all got?
We already went through one.
That's both.
I'm gonna play a couple of songs. I guarantee you, in 38 minutes, somebody gonna be damn near on their ass.
The one talking to all this shit.
Oh,
she is a trash one. I was gonna say, she passing the time and shit.
Hey, look. Because we only going to play about 15 minutes worth of music. In 15 minutes, somebody getting ready to be fucked up.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, somebody's
yeah,
going on already.
Mr. Everywhere.
Hey, take a picture of whoever go to sleep first. They got to be posted. Post a picture of whoever go to sleep first.
Nope, that ain't Mr. Everywhere. Mr. Everywhere ain't sleep. Somebody.
I'm gonna post a picture of who I'm gonna sleep first. I'm gonna post a picture. And I'm gonna send it to King Trey face.
Y'all
motherfuckers, somebody about to go out.
Who's snoring then? Who's snoring?
Hey, look, no, look, I'm talking about anybody in Sexy Red Camp. Somebody in Sexy Red Camp.
Look, this is what I'm telling you. Whoever fucked up tonight, the first one to go to sleep, I'm going to take a picture of them.
All right, that's what's up.
But in order to take a picture, check this out. In order to take a picture of them, you got to do something crazy to them. Like, hold mayonnaise in their mouth while they sleep.
I'm going to do something crazy.
Give us a call, man. 323-641-2597, man. I'm telling you, True West Radio be off the chain. I got to play.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know when they come down to us over here. But, yeah, then look, see, when they fall the fuck asleep, I'm going to post the picture. So y'all just go to True West, you know, on the Facebook page, and we going to let y'all see it.
Hey, Scratch,
as soon as you lose, you lose. 2S Radio, man. Give us a call, 323-642-1597, boy. These motherfuckers, man, that's why I love y'all, y'all motherfuckers. That's my shit. I'm going to play my, man, I ain't played this song in a while. I love this shit. Let's go.
Hey, what's that?
Not motherfucking double all, Richie, baby.
You know how we do it?
Yeah, nigga, you know I'm about this bitch. It's time for me to regulate.
For sure. Hey.
Observe.
And you ain't going back?
No. We got to show these motherfuckers what's up, though.
This is for the honeys, the super sop.
I don't want to be her man. I want to be a nigga. You feel me?
Well, let them know.
You fucking with niggas that's insecure. What is damn, my shit is pure. Write down my number, but don't call me till you're sure. I ain't begging, just trying to relocate between your legs. Dripping wet, it's re-experimenting sweaty sex. When you met me, you wouldn't let me. And now you're straight begging the sex. He got you undressing to test me enough.
Shut me down if you won't, and miss the chance to do it live. When I stroll by, I see that look in your eye. You want a nigga, but think that you can't have a nigga. Don't cheat yourself, instead treat yourself. If you're scared, go to church. I know it hurts to find out me and your man be sharing skirts.
I'm hoping you don't take this the wrong way, but your body is banging, got me attracted in a strong way. After a long day of trying to make my songs pay, making love all day against the wall in the hallway. Your fantasies come alive, your heart rate shall increase when we meet up in this dark place. You might think you're happy with him, but that's a lie. So give this thug a try.
I'd rather be your N-I-G-G-A, so we can get drunk and smoke weed all day. It don't matter if you're lonely, baby, you need a thug in your life. And fuck the thing, love in your right. I'd rather be your N-I-G-G-A.
Now you were sprung from the introduction. My conversation's full of game, yet led to a seduction. I see you blushing like you want something. Come get a taste of America's most wanted, and let's get into some fashion. Erotic fucking, up and down with no interruption. Has no intentions of busting until you learn your lesson. Now many questions are often asked. A drop top, 500 bins and plenty cash to help a nigga drive
out with both coke to get your lobster and crab. Cause all I got is conversation and a gang of staff. And I'ma listen when it hurts. I'ma hang out but never say. Smoke blunts, believe in stunts up to super day. I be your nigga as long as we can understand that I be nigga and smoke coke and be the man. He whine and dine, but me and you we whine and grind. And when I'm on the field, keep him on the sideline.
N-I-G-G-A, so you can get drunk and smoke weed all day. It don't matter if you're lonely, baby, you need a thug in your life. The busters ain't love in your right. I'd rather be your N-I-G-G-A.
Your right.
Now it's time for the moment of truth. I got you naked,
totally sweating, let's see how hot I can make it. Tongue kissing to your head swing, I'm so into you. Witness a nigga make the bed bang. If it's all mine, then let me know. Now scream my name out. Do you want it fast or shall I hit it slow? Not to mention the multiple positions I inflict. A boss play a freaky motherfucker can a dick.
It's only popping, now you see what I was seeing. Why your eyes rolling? Loosen up, girl, I ain't going nowhere. Let's let that sucker stay out there while he stress out and knock. I stress out the cock, hold the boots, and let the nigga execute. And though you got it right, I'm going home tonight.
You say you don't need a man, but I don't care. You in the presence of a player.
I'd rather be your man. I'd rather be your man.
Yeah.
on my own shit, stand my ground. Ordinary but giving orders, I just hand them out. Originated from the middle where the mountains dwell. With a hot box like I said, a kangaroo on flame. Picture perfect like Roger Rabbit when he got framed. A Tech 9 on the nigga who be acting strange. Wake up first of the month, nigga who got paid. Okay, she fresh and you not. I'm too hot. Initial shock like static from a dupe sock. I'm deuced in the boot, bro. I dump my lyrics on you like a pot full of goulash. Booyah, this is Anger City, fuck the boondocks. Still smoking and still flying and tatted up cause I feel like it. Still stacking and still mobbing. Ain't the best yet, but I feel like it. All the talk that you hate is talking, just circulates and I'm still smiling. I'll cork your throat with my cock while I'm still rhyming. I just got used to this. Music shit, I'm losing it. Get loose to this, crack loose to this. We boosting it, my cool shit. You clueless kids, ain't seen ruthless yet. I'm so new to this. So we'll turn up the volume and piss off your neighbors, but even your neighbors gon' cruise to this. I am 719, I write stories of life. I read the Bible at night. I'm working hours of nines, I'm never sleeping at night. I am Africa, half Mexico, I'm Bill Strong from both sides. I'll just smack you, homie, if you flexing, homie, I'll embarrass you until you die.
We working 9 to 5s, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind. So who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. So who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly.
King Scratch, icon, bow down to the true West Coast, dubs up, drink inside the registry cup. 9 to 5, I work it out, all gas, no breaks, no slowing down. Rio ounce, I got a pound, always turned up when I'm in your town. AKs, then fofos, in the trunk, just in case I ride or die. Everybody hit the fucking ground every time that I'm driving by. Do that shit, make that shit, keep it real, put that shit. Nothing but love to everybody that I'm fucking with. I've been there and done that, whole run when I'm at bat. If you got beef, we can chew the fat. It's cardiac arrest, gonna call your doctor stat. Where you at? I'm on the west side, half baked, full fry, in the cut, making cheese, putting in eight, making more than 5D. Cash out, hustle till I pass out, always on the paper route, on the paper chase, running shit, always coming in first place, in your face. You fucking with a G that's uppercase, not lowercase. You should erase all your shit, cause you taking up too much space.
We working 9 to 5s, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind. So who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. So who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. We working 9 to 5s, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind. So who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. So who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly.
Point off.
niggas is chasing the enemy. Vampire, I'm fighting off mic, is literally dribbling on the mic and I'm killing them willingly. Stay sharp like a pen, I'm on point. Cause I stay high like I'm lighting up a joint. We ride till the day we die. This true shit, I make you jump on point.
Separate the body and soul with the structure design. Blowing your mind, fill chamber, cracking the spine. Always playing for keeps, going hard for mine. Who killer B, shoot a priest, smack a beat. Who came to slay the beast, bare hands licking the seeds. It's Judge Dredd over their head, lay on the bed. Inside the house of horror, I'm a monster off meds. Witch doctor, I hunt that ass like stigmata. You can't do me nada, so you better come proctor. What the fuck y'all did to state? War face with the war paint, get the streets popping like Black 8. Fuck VH1. G-U-N, I'm G-U-N plus, nice with the pen. Now, Andy up, encounter blessings. Last professions, silencers, no compressions. Notorious, man glorious. It's priesthood, the myth, called the cursed and the gift. The killer bars, murder repertoire. Let's go one-on-one, and now you be shooting with stars, Paul.
True shit that make you jump on point. 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 West sir, this Ill Gates and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
What up everybody? You rocking live with King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Mine Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
True West Radio. We back up in this motherfucker. Oh, I'm gonna let everybody in here. DJ Hellblood.
True West is the best because I said.
Somebody sleeping.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, that's Confetti, cuz Confetti over there. Confetti is a sleepy soldier. We got JoJo Loco Troop. You know what I'm saying? We got Sexy Red. I'm trying to see who done fell out already. Sexy Red, nobody ain't fell out yet.
Know.
Hey. I think Confetti know he can do some stuff.
Sexy Red's still here. I just had to say hey to my Amy. She came in the house, so don't.
Okay. Do your thing. That nigga Confetti got the whole goddamn little snore section. Hold on, watch this. Turn him back on.
Hey, you need to make a track with him snoring on it.
That nigga with the bed, he didn't take no nap.
Confetti up. This nigga, bye. I bet you I know how to get him. I'm just gonna hang him up.
When I got that phone, he's
going in his ear. He's gonna wake the fuck up. This nigga right here, he gonna sleepy time ass nigga. Oh my god. 2S Radio, man. We sorry we got. I didn't know we was that bored to where we make motherfuckers go to sleep. Man, I thought we was doing a good thing.
Hey, check this out.
Yeah.
So earlier today, right?
Mm-hmm.
We was sitting at the table, me and my sis, talking, smoking a blunt. And when the door opened in the front, it shows like, it shined a light in against the wall. But that motherfucker didn't open, but it shined that light like somebody walked through. And I swore, I could have swore somebody walked by the kitchen and went down the hallway. And I was like, we both looked at each other, but I'm like, ain't nobody else here but me and you.
Y'all motherfuckers. Don't bring them ghosts to my house, nigga.
No, but this is the same. Remember when I told you when we were having a conversation about the movie and the door open? That's the same house.
Oh, well, it might be the same shit up in the motherfucking house.
Well, it's an old man that killed himself in the back bedroom.
Hey. Nigga, just when you come up here, nigga, put some sage in your car or something. Don't drop the motherfuckers off up here.
Hey, hold on, I carry sage in my car, my nigga. Believe that.
Yeah, put some sage. Make sure the sage in the car, nigga, because you come up here, I don't want them motherfuckers coming visiting me about nothing. Because I ain't did nothing to them. I don't even know them.
They ain't got nothing to do with you. I think they just like to be attached to people.
No. I'm a people, goddammit. I don't want the motherfuckers attached to me.
I just don't understand why they show
themselves
to me.
I don't know. I don't want to see them. I don't want to know them. Y'all could be friends as long as y'all want to. I don't want to.
You got one in your fucking goddamn studio. That nigga walked behind me.
Well, I'm cool. You and your friends, y'all can be friends like a motherfucker, though. Mm-hmm. So bring the friends up here with me. God damn it. It's cold out here, bitch. Fuck. Hey, look, go up in the air of love. Take the ghost over that nigga out.
Hold up. No. You're not going to wait here.
Him and love goes to be fighting over the jerky.
We ain't going to fight. The bitch going to have to wait their turn, though.
That motherfucker have love had a ghost in his house. That nigga be fucking wrecked.
Nigga, I done seen some crazy shit, this motherfucker. I be shit.
Yeah, you'll be wrecked if a motherfucker had a ghost. The only good thing about Confetti, he can't see, so he don't know if it's a ghost or what. He just start hearing shit crashing around his house.
Yeah,
but
that was in your studio, nigga. The ghost could have been dancing all in front of that nigga. He would have never
done. Man, but if it's a ghost in my studio, he better start making some goddamn tracks. I better wake up in the morning with some tight shit on my shit.
What?
No, but the whole part about it is, remember when you and your sis was having a discussion about your homeboy that passed?
Yeah.
And that's when he walked from by the TV by the monitor where your game is hooked up to behind me where all your San Francisco stuff would go, and he just disappeared over by the corner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that motherfucker, that's Twilight. Because Twilight.
That's the name y'all was talking about.
Yeah, that's Twilight, because when I found out that he had died, and I fucked around, I was crying like a motherfucker, and I looked over, that nigga was sitting there in the corner, he go, he say, bro, I'm all right, and he disappeared.
Yeah, because I remember y'all were talking about him, and y'all were having a conversation for a while, and then right after y'all stopped talking about it, y'all walked out the door, and that's when the shadow walked across the house.
Yeah, that's Twilight. He said, he popped up and he said, bro, I'm all right. Then he disappeared. That made me cry more. I was just crying like a motherfucker. I couldn't believe that shit. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. I was like, I only had a couple of beers, so it wasn't like I was like drunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I remember the first time when I seen a spirit was when my grandma came after she passed. It was like, I'll always be there to protect you. But nigga, at first I was scared. But then I was like, well, if you my grandma, tell me something on me and her and co with me. And then when it said that, I was like, oh, shit, okay. I see you, grandma.
Yeah. Well, I'm not scared of my nigga, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't tripping.
I wish I could find that picture I took in my motherfucking garage.
Man, I'm trying to
get that whole picture.
Yeah, I ain't scared of my nigga. If he ready to be in my studio, he good. I just want the motherfucker to make a track.
But see, a lot of people take it as a passing, but sometimes it can be a good thing. That can be your guardian angel that's letting you know I'm here to protect you. But
some people think
it's the wrong to get scared.
Let me tell you something, man. It's like I tell everybody, bro. Whenever somebody passes, especially if they ain't going to hell, if you going to hell, you stay down there, don't help me. But you go to heaven, that means you close to God. So go and tell God that we need some help down here. So that's what I always say. I say, you know, it's a sad fucking thing when somebody passes, but you be like, dude, now you up there with God. Tell God we need some help down here.
But you know what's crazy though? Like today, when I was driving down the street, and I was thinking about my dad. And the day he passed, I just clicked into my hand. I was talking to my niece because she was with me that day. So we was door dashing. And earlier that day, before I seen the girl at the store, we was driving down the street. We seen a body on the side of the road. And it was a dude with all white on holding the Bible talking about, can you call the police? So, you know, I mean, I'm like, okay, I'm trying to, you know, I mean, do the right thing, you know, like, call the police. And then 2 hours later, that's when I go to the store and see the girl that never come out the store. And then later on that day, they called me and said my dad died. And I'm like, this shit is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So he showed me signs. I just didn't get it.
Well, I mean, the a lot of times when you get signs, you get the signs later on, and you pick them up later. You know, you start putting like two and two together, you know what I mean? But at the particular time when it happens, you don't got no clue what the fuck is about to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't have no clue. You just... You get signed and you be like, what the fuck does this mean? But then at the end of it, then you be like, fuck. And then you go back and then you start looking like, this happened, this happened, this happened. This happened. Oh, now I got it. It's a cold shot. Because if you don't catch that shit in the beginning, you can't figure it out. But eventually, you will figure it out. It's funky, but it's fair. You don't know what the hell.
Yeah.
Just happened up there and really just think about, you know.
I can't wait to send whoever messes up on this drunken booze game. So this going down to Cookie World House tonight. Cheese Crackers changed the game and made it up. Changed the dice and rolled the dice for the shot. These niggas are shot.
Yep. You sound like getting buzzed already. That's what I'm talking about. Get your goddamn, get your buzz on.
I'm excited. I'm feeling good. You know, Sexy Red ain't been able to get good
Sexy Red. So how many drinks have you took total?
I took 15 shots total.
15?
15 with a crowd helping.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I know what you want to do.
Hey,
she going first.
Sexy Red, good on him.
Sexy Red going first.
Know what you want to do.
Hey, look. Sexy Red, she ain't a big woman. She a small woman, so that alcohol is about to fuck her up.
Yep.
And hopefully they
really fucked up. Me up. Because the reason why, I ate before I done what I did, and I can hold my liquor.
Okay. Hey, look, we ain't gonna be on the phone when she fall down.
I'm still walking. If the police stop me right now, I can walk a straight line and everything. It says, don't let the shit do you, you do the shit. And that's how I roll. I'm
okay,
good on mine.
I got faith in you. It's a long trip, gangster. I got faith in you.
Yeah, I'm a beast. I can't wait to see who I'm going to crayon up and send them pictures to the rest radio.
She's big old 250-pound niggas.
I'm a paint their lips up red. I'm going to make them look like a girl and all that. Put some eyeshadow on their ass and put some muscle and make them cut their face.
I want to see. That's all I'm talking about.
I'm going to send a picture. I can't read. Whoever tap out first. Them sliding, anything, snoring, the first snore, I'm going to get their ass.
I hear you. I want to see it. They about to go out right here. Confetti already tapped out.
You say what?
I say Confetti already tapped out.
Well, I can't get to him.
I know. I'm just saying he tapped out though.
Yeah.
He seemed like that's the only way he could go to sleep is if he called True West Radio. I'm like, well, goddamn.
That's all the time of day it is.
We bore you that much to where you go to sleep on a goddamn show?
He's going to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and call you.
Yeah. Hey, man, what happened? That's funny. With 2S Radio, man, we got a minute and 35 seconds. If y'all want to call in, 323-642-1597. If not, we about to go in half hours and probably about a minute. A minute and 10.
Open my other line.
Huh?
Open my other line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they're going to cut this motherfucker off at 10.
No, it ain't, because I'm the one that's running the show. I got it direct, so I'm on direct. But you open. Yeah, 2S Radio, man.
No, the 2S Radio. For real, I want to shout out to my girl, Trulia. And her family, for her people, whatever they going through, and I send my deepest sympathy to them, and also to my stepdaughter, Ariane, and her family, because she lost her mother this weekend too, so I want to shout out to them too. So,
Firewood, Trudy right there. She right there somewhere. I think we got 13 seconds, 12 seconds. We love y'all. We'll be back on Friday. Right now. True West Radio, be on. Wow. Okay. No, you wasn't. Hell, you wasn't getting ready to get cut off.
No, the other phone that I use.
No, he had to say that because he's going to other hours.
No, the other phone that I was on automatically cuts off at 10.
It only cut off at 10 when you run in the show. I got direct connect.
I don't know why I be doing direct connect.
It's
Trump because he don't like him.
Oh yeah, Trump don't like him.
Fuck Trump. Trump out of office. He can't fuck with me no more.
Trump don't like him.
Trump
better
get his booty pumped. Like
Trump on We Talk Radio. That's what.
Hey, is Trump still coming through as your mailman?
No,
he moved, so Trump ain't going. Trump ain't delivering his mail no more.
I don't know. You know what? This show been some motherfuckers popping up over here dropping boxes off. And ain't nothing about the size that I'm supposed to be getting.
Remember when you live in Lufkin and you kept on saying it looked like
Trump. That orange motherfucker. That nigga was orange. That nigga was orange, man.
That nigga said, it looked like Donald Trump is dropping off mail over here.
Hell yeah. That's when we first started seeing folks Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
I said,
this is the time
we're from
the nigga that looks like Donald Trump. And then when you start smoking,
you got nuts.
Come down here to cheat me.
Oh, that motherfucker's day. This motherfucker used to cut us off quick as fuck.
Yeah.
As soon as we say anything about Donald Trump a couple of times, this motherfucker was like, bye.
The show is over.
Yeah. I'm like, well, what the fuck?
And they did it a lot, too.
Yeah.
They did that shit a whole lot. I'm going, well, damn.
Not in office. It don't happen no more.
No, because, man, I got direct connect. This motherfucker better not cut me off, shit. Damn, I just heard a beep. Hopefully they ain't listening to more.
Fuck him.
I'm cold as a fuck.
Fuck that song,
bitch.
Shout out to King Scratch and his new year, new beginnings, and new birthday, and all of that.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
got two bombs.
But we still appreciate the thought.
Hell yeah, it's all good.
I'm going to tell y'all now, I will not be doing a show for my birthday.
What's your birthday today?
On the 24th.
It was on the 24th. So it's Capricorn season.
Yeah, the 24th ain't till a couple of weeks.
That's my 40th.
But yeah, it is Capricorn season. You know what I'm saying?
The Capricorn season going on right now. And they're getting ready to bellow into Aquarius on the 20th.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, Aquarius is all good. But I'm on some Capricorn season and shit.
I'm
wrong
with it.
You know, yeah, but yeah, 24. We go. Well, I already don't know that we get ready to have a goddamn DJ M Love birthday party. These goddamn ones. We do it every fucking year. Yeah, we do a Scotty D birthday party every year.
Yeah, DJ. DJ Love and Scotty D coming up, sir.
Hey, I'm in the crock pot. I'm close to see you now. I'm in the crock pot now.
Pot?
Yeah, you have to be in
there. You want to ask me in this thing?
Man, you know what? What the... I know after I hang up this goddamn phone, I got some gumbo in the house. Ooh. It's just some gumbo.
I had some of the shrimp fried rice, cabbage, and cheese strips today.
I'm about to go and fuck this gumbo up.
There's still no more.
Yeah. I was in there trying to eat it. That shit was too hot. I was like, hold on. I'm going to wait till after the show. I can go outside, do the show, and then just go in there. And by the time I get in there, the gumbo shit is going to be like, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be right. And I think they're supposed to be doing some tracks right now, but I'm fucking with y'all.
I got a number of R&B artists I'm just starting working with. I need track makers. Some R&B players ready.
Well, I'm supposed to be doing tracks right now. I think I'm probably getting ready to go in here, get some gumbo, eat the gumbo. Come back out here and finish what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah, make me a beat, man. I'm retired.
Okay.
Ain't that about me? He's ready to beat now.
I would say, make me a beat. I'm retired.
Oh.
I ain't gonna never retire.
I ain't big in no goddamn months.
The motherfucker, if you cut my hands off, I'm gonna put the pencil in my, I'm gonna make it with my feet. You cut my feet off, I'm gonna put the pencil in my mouth.
I know somewhere else.
I don't, you know what? I never had that thought in my mind to retire. As long as I'm alive, I ain't never retired. Never. Ever. I ain't never retired. This game might be the rest of my life. But I'm about to get a whole lot of shit in just in case God want to take me soon, too. I'm just saying. Well, man, shit, I'm about to jump up off of this joint. I won't cut y'all off. If y'all want to talk, y'all can talk as long as y'all want to. I'm about to go eat me some gumbo.
Yeah,
Man, I
got to
get in this studio.
Oh, you just retired. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I retired for 2 minutes. I'm like Soulja Boy. I was the first one. I was the first one to retire for 2 minutes.
That nigga said I retired for 2 minutes.
I got all this new software I got to learn, so hell, I got to get on it since I'm off tomorrow. I'm going to start tonight.
Hell, I need some damn more software. Maybe something triggers something in me. Shit.
I told you, man, get that PC back running, man. I can clone you some copies, man.
Oh, yeah, well, I got a new PC coming. I'm going to hopefully that motherfucker be here tomorrow. But, yeah, shit, you can send that shit ahead of time. Man, I need to get some shit. Well, I don't know. I got shit, but, you know, I don't know if anybody that do music and have software and all that shit like that, they fuck around, and when they get some new shit, it just take them to another place.
Oh yeah, no matter. This done took me to a whole new place. I just got to have time. I was mixing Roosevelt stuff down, and then I realized that I mixed it down, and I said something ain't right. And then I sat up there and I listened in the headphones. Then I was like, damn, you know what? Like, goddamn, his damn vocals ain't coming out, but one damn speaker. And
oh yeah,
that's what it was. He recorded mono on everything.
Right, I was just about to say it was on mono. Yeah, but
so,
I mean, when you record, as far as
he recorded it and sent me the stem. So see, that's what I had to tell him today.
Oh yeah, yeah,
he got to send him in
stereo.
Yeah, well, he recorded them in mono, so hell, that's the sad part. So he didn't know that, you know, hit the stereo button on the record. So he just hit
right. Record,
add track and record. So everything, you just add a regular track, it's going to be mono.
Right, exactly. But, I mean, hell, all of them vocals that I do is in mono. But if I have to send it to you, I send them in stereo. That's the way it is. When you record, I record everything in mono. You know what I mean? But if I was sending you vocals, then I send them to you in stereo.
Yeah, we done did something. But I got all the tracks that just on the left channel. All his vocal tracks on the left channel. The audio track, stereo, because I sent him the audio track. I produced the audio track, so that was stereo, and I got everything back, and it was on the left channel only. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when, you know, you don't know how to record. When you know how to record.
Okay, you been on my game, Fred. They say, have you ever used a vegetable to jack off and use masturbation?
Hey, bro,
don't use a vegetable to jack off. Is that what you said?
No, you ever use a vegetable to jack off?
Hell no. What the fuck? I'm going to fuck a lettuce?
Is that
what was on the card?
Yes, that's exactly what was on the card. Have you ever used a vegetable to do masturbation with?
Hell no. That seems like a woman question. Damn, you know, if a woman ever used a cucumber or a pickle or something, I don't think that's a man question because it ain't too many things a man could actually have sex with as far as the vegetable. Now, as far as the other men on this damn call, maybe they might have fucked some grapefruits or something. That's on them. No, not on my end. Now I'm thinking like, damn, I did fuck a motherfucking, watermelon one time. That shit was kind of cool. Hello?
You had sex with a watermelon?
Who had sex with a watermelon? Brett, I was on mute when he said that.
No, I said, what? I didn't say me, shit. Women.
I said maybe.
No, you, I could have sworn maybe you said
somebody
had sex
with a watermelon. Not me. What am I fucked up fruit for? That don't make no sense.
You always did think it tastes like fruit when she suck it. Get this watermelon.
Nigga got the watermelon cut a certain way and you just fucking a watermelon? Hell, no. Now I'm just saying. 9 times out of 10, and that's a fruit. But a woman would probably be doing like pickles, you know, whatever feel like it's big enough for their anatomy. I don't see no man fucking no fruit. Damn, if it's a fruit I would fuck, what would it be? None. Everybody quiet again. Hello?
Okay, next question.
Huh?
No, what kind? Y'all must made that game up or something. No, it's cards. It's called What the Fuck Have I Never?
I never had a little brain fight. I get sad fight.
Oh, wow.
Scratch, what you finna work on?
I don't know. I'm gonna work on some gumbo first.
Watermelon.
Don't forget to rename that song. Rename the song and send it. And you ain't send that to your sister.
Huh?
You ain't send that track from your, you find a track from your sister?
Nah, I'm going to eat some gumbo and look at it at the same time. It's called Life. The song is called Life, but I got a gang of songs called Life.
Yeah, gotta go through all of them.
Yeah. That's crazy how many songs I got called Life. I did 86 songs. That was Life. Her song called Life. I don't know.
I'm gonna do one called Life.
Yeah, I'm going through all of them. I'm going to get me a bowl of gumbo. And I'm going to sit out here and find out where that motherfucker's at. Well, y'all, it's been wonderful.
Well,
I'm about to get me some gumbo and get out here and get back to work. I love y'all. And y'all ain't got to go nowhere. Y'all can stay right here if y'all want to. I'll just hang up my phone. I won't turn y'all off. Y'all can talk as long as y'all want to. But I'm out. Love y'all.
Bye. Hello. Hello.